Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful healing show. So if you would like to request information about the Light Shift, just get on the fast chat and click on it there. And what we'll first do here is activate the light beam. So if you're brand new to the program, just go on today's show on BBS's homepage, click on it. At our time slot, Creation Light Shift Healing, and you're going to have our page come up and just scroll down, see a light beam there about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and we're going to activate her right now. So, and this will be a female coming in. The females love to come in to interact with us here. So again, watch the eyes, look at the forehead, watch the rays change, and you're going to probably see that this image will start to float on your monitor screen as the light beam connects from the medium where they are to where they are here. And this is how they work. I need something physical to connect to come down here. So here we go. And right now it's your monitor screen. So, and feeling very good to me. These light beams only work heart-to-heart energy, nothing to do with the mind. I say that in every show because the mind is not created by the light. So there's no such thing as, let's say, the mind of God, which most churches talk about. That's the dark side teachings from the Galactic Federation and the God plane energy. So just know that everything is heart-based energy, not mind. Remember, mind got us into our problems that we have here, so you don't want to use your mind. That's why we die, because the mind's taking over the body and killing it. So here we go. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone, and it's so wonderful to be here with you today and with the light beings, and it's just a real pleasure to be a part of this program, and today we are going to talk about the invisible energetic bodies and how they affect us and how to heal them. So, Ron, is there anything you'd like to do before we get into talking about that subject?
We'll just start talking. The light beam will help take away entities. So we'll have this as a information show, basically. So if you want to, you could describe some of the bodies or maybe what you know about it. And then if I need to pick up something, I can do that. So go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, let's start at the bottom line, which is the fact that we do have a collection of invisible energetic bodies that are like sub-bodies that we have, and they work sort of like a sponge, absorbing any of the negative energy that's kind of coming into us or into our field, and they are there to kind of protect and buffer the physical body, because if that buffering system wasn't in place, then when all this negative energy and so on would hit us, it would actually just destroy our physical body, probably instantly. So the problem is that those bodies, those invisible energetic sub-bodies that we have, eventually get overloaded with this negative energy or density, and then that starts to leak out into our physical body, and it starts to influence our physical health, our well-being, our thoughts, our behavior, and it actually kind of, in a sense, imprints itself, you know, from those invisible sub-bodies onto our physical body. So then what we have to do is get that energy cleared from us, get that negative density cleared so that it's not there, so that it's not impacting us. And it's probably easier to understand it if you look at a specific example, which you could think of maybe, like, for example, the emotional body. People have things that happen to them in their life that create emotional trauma, let's say. And those events tend to get actually just imprinted on the emotional body and locked in place, so to speak. So that later on in life, when you're in a different scenario, that same feeling or set of feelings kind of comes over you again, or maybe you could see a pattern in your life that occurs where you are always attracted to the same type of person, or the same situation happens no matter what type of person you're with in a relationship or in a work situation, something like that. So you feel like you're kind of just on this loop repeating these things that have happened over and over, replaying them. You're kind of on the same script, just a different set of actors and so on in your life. So once these densities are cleared out, then you're freed up from that, and you don't have to then repeat that same scenario any longer. You're free from it, and that's wonderful. That's what the whole thing is about, is having those scenarios and situations freed up and gone, so that it's not like your memory of it is gone. It's just that the reaction to it is gone, and you're free to live in the moment instead of in the past. So that's one example of one of those invisible bodies, the emotional body. There's many of them. And one of the things that the light ship does is provides clearing for people who want to work with Ron and the light ship to clear out those emotional bodies and other bodies. And the difference between the light ship clearings and other modalities that you might have experienced in your life is that they tend to be very fast, instantaneous, gentle, and they don't involve hashing out the past or this heavy processing aspect that you might have experienced in other forms of treatment or health. So we're going to talk about some of those bodies in the clearings. We often talk about the emotional body, the mental body, the feeling body, pain body, and sensory body. But there's some other ones that we really haven't talked about much or done sample clearings on the show with, and so we'll get into that a little bit today. And so I guess I'll just mention one of them, and then I'll turn it over to Ron to talk about that particular one, and maybe we'll be able to do a sample clearing for that. And that one that I'd like to bring up first is called the victim body. So, Ron, would you tell us about the victim body and how that can be cleared?
Yes, okay. So there's many bodies, like Sylvia has said, and the different bodies will resonate at a certain frequency. And so naturally, any thoughts that you might have that deal with you being a victim is going to resonate to that. So it carries the energy of all of your lifetimes at once. Now, this is the lifetimes typically of your body. Remember, working with your body, doesn't matter what spirit was in your past lives as far as your ancestors' lifetimes, it's not going to be you. But you are the culmination of all of their densities of thought. This is why your body is still here, because it didn't release the judgment out of it from all of these traumatic events and situations from your past. So the victim body is basically that, you could probably figure that one out very easily. It's people who draw stuff to them, which enables them to become a victim in life with certain situations. And that can go into many different directions. So I'm going to do a clearing on that here for people. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. You just need to understand that the light being on your monitor screen is doing this for you. And this will be a sample clearing, and it's probably about 80% effective, only because it's not 100% because the fact that you're not doing the complete clearing for your whole lifetime. So here we go. We're going to go 5 days ago, and we'll go back to today. And the light ship works in the present moment, so we're starting right now. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days ago, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. So again, just kind of take a note, see how you feel, see how your body's responding to the healing. Remember, all these healings are based on your body. Your spirit can also be imprinted by these energies, and all of the lifetime clearings that we do also clean out your spirit and the body that we're working on, along with the physical body. So it's actually, all these clearings that I do are three clearings in one. So just having a clearing itself from your spirit only for one body, if that was done, would not clear out your physical body. You have to concentrate on your body genetics and your cellular memory. So back to you, Sylvia, and just kind of see how you feel, think of thoughts about being a victim, and just see if they're released from you. Look at something that happened to you in the last 5 days. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you brought up a really, really interesting and important point that I really didn't talk about earlier, and that's the whole aspect of the baggage that we walked in with when we took on a physical body, and that has to do with the densities that were already in place, passed on to our DNA from our ancestors, from whatever they had in their bodies, etc. And this can go back, you know, quite a ways, and anything that they didn't heal of or any judgments that they weren't able to release in their lifetime would get passed on through their procreation, their DNA passing on to their children and their children's children, etc. So we have the stuff in us that has to be healed and released, that it wasn't like we necessarily created it ourselves. It just kind of came with the body that we took on. So that's also then, if I understand you correctly, Ron, what's getting healed by the light ship when they clear out these bodies.
Yes, that's what's being cleared, yes. It's all your ancestors' stuff, and that stuff is what you're dealing with in this lifetime, because remember, your physical body would like to live longer. And we have added proof, you know, by looking at the, you know, graveyards and mortuaries, etc. And people die only because they haven't cleaned their bodies out. So that's the basic problem that we have. And the body, in each lifetime, every person's listening, and every person on this earth, the body doesn't really want to die. It would like to live for a long time. And the key is to have your invisible bodies that are protecting your physical bodies, and they get overflowed full of energy, and they start to cause it harm. So this is what you want to clean out. And like it was stated earlier, that these bodies are only in place, only brought to you because the psychic energy, the mind energy, remember, we're dealing with two energies, heart and mind, and the mind energy, which is basically the teachings of New Age metaphysics. Just get out any book on New Age, and they're going to tell you all types of things, how powerful your mind is, but they don't tell you that the mind's killing you. And so, but they do want to tell you how you can manipulate your mind or use your mind to cause someone else's harm to create your reality. And it's not heart energy. So this is what happens is that the mind is actually killing you because of all the people around you giving you psychic attacks, trying to get you to behave a certain way. You know, just kind of think how you used to be when you're going to, say, grade school or high school, and you had to conform to somebody else's mindset, which is not your own. And if you did deviate, there's probably going to be a psychic attack done to you because you're not in the flow of that energy, of the person directing the energy. And this is what happens. So we're continuously under mind attack, and these bodies are here to help us, but there's so much density here that they get overloaded, and then they cannot help, and they start spilling out their mindset conditioning into us. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's take up another one of the bodies and talk about that clearing. Looking over the list of the ones that I have in front of me, and I see one that's called the judgment body clearing, and that sounds right up the line of what you've been talking about the judgments.
Okay, so that one's kind of self-explanatory, too, and we're going to release some judgments out of you, okay? So here we go. We're going back again 5 days. Again, nothing for you to do. The light ship does this for you. If you're brand new to the program, you're probably wondering, gee, how could this be done without my active involvement with this healing? Well, the reason is, why it happens is because the light ship connects to you when I do these healings, even on the sample ones. They bring up your complete database of who you are, and they help to clean you out and clear you. This is why the light ship is here. The same reason why the light ship is here when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, when he was doing the same process of healings and teachings. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Boy, yesterday's a rough one for some people. 2 days cleared. And today cleared. And yesterday cleared. And again, just see how your body's responding. Think of some judgment that you dealt with. Think of yourself being a victim. And you're going to notice that these energies are more distant as you look at them. So before the show, they were right in, say, in your face, right there. It would bother you, and now they should feel like somebody else's movie, and it's very, very distant to you. This is what the healings do for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
So again, would you say, Ron, that the judgment that's being cleared when these clearings are done is a combination of the judgment that we're dealing with now in our lives and the judgment that's been actually imprinted into our bodies by our DNA?
Yeah, see, at first what you have is as you had judgment or any of these bodies' title names, once you have that condition done to your body, then your body automatically gets this buffer body, we'll call it, this invisible body around you because you have that issue. And then lo and behold, because that issue comes up in you, because your spirit wants to heal that, and so does your body, all of a sudden you start drawing like kind to yourself, and you're supposed to be astute enough and conscious enough to know that you shouldn't be doing that. And then at that point you could release what's stored inside of you. But instead we look at it another way, as like life is a learning lesson here, another New Age metaphysical word here, and that we're here to experience lessons. Well, the lessons are actually just being unconscious. This is the whole thing. So you want to get these bodies cleaned out so that your physical body can feel better, get rid of its aches and pains, get rid of its illnesses, because it's the only way you're going to actually heal. Doing anything else is only going to be a Band-Aid on it or cover it up, and it will recycle again because the body doesn't want it inside of itself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I see another one that we haven't talked about, at least I'm not aware of having talked about it before, and it's called the mind of the body clearing.
Okay, that one's a very interesting one. What you have is the mind of your body is kind of like your chemist, okay? It's like the mad scientist will say. And the mind of the body is how your body functions on its own without a spirit in it. So naturally, if you get yourself cut, your body heals. All your, you know, your heartbeat, your breathing, all this here is what the mind of the body is in control of. And what happens is because we have so much intensity of problems here, the mind of the body just can't keep up. And it gets traumatized and basically paralyzed, and it cannot work for you. This is why sometimes, like I mentioned in the past, say 5 years ago, maybe you cut your finger and maybe it healed in 2 days. And you go, wow, that's the way it's supposed to be. And now you cut your finger now, and it might take a week to heal. And you go, what's going on here? Well, it's because you have more stuff happening in your body that got accumulated. And this little, mad scientist inside of you is unable to work properly to fix you. And this is what happens with people who have chronic problems, chronic illnesses, is that this body is probably basically not functioning the way it's supposed to be. Remember, your body gets rejuvenated continuously, so why can't you heal of something? It's because there's a problem, and the problem could be this particular one body. So we'll do a sample clearing on this here. And again, I'd like everybody just to feel the energy again. Remember, ask your body to show you. This is not a mind process where you're trying to actually look around and figure something out, because your body doesn't work that way. Remember, the mind energy is what's killing your body. It doesn't really want to associate with that. I don't think any of you would either. So here we go. The mind of the body. And you might feel a big surge of energy as we release some of the traumas from you and get this body back into online to work for you. So here we go. 5 days ago, mind of the body cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, take a note to see how this healing has worked for you, and I'll turn it back over to Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, let's take up one more of these bodies before we kind of take a break and go to the fast chat and answer a couple questions and make a few announcements. The next one I'd like to talk about is the set sequence timing body.
Okay. This body is used to put you into proper time. So again, what I do is a whole life clearing. So you all know that in order to do a manifestation, you must be in universal time. Or another way of saying it, you must be at the same frequency of like the, we'll just use the word heartbeat of the source energy so that you're able to connect to it properly and be able to do your manifestation. So when you're out of sync, which means you're either ahead of time or behind time, you know, how in the heck are you ever going to do a manifestation from the heart when you're not connected to the energy? Remember, the mind only works backwards and forwards. And the mind can be in the moment, but typically our thoughts and other projections to us are not working that way, so we get pulled out of the current time. So what this clearing does, when I do your whole life clearing, is it puts every moment in time of your whole life back into universal sequential order, which is just a phenomenal healing, because all of a sudden, what was out of place, remember, you cannot heal anything in your body if you're missing a part or it's not in the proper frequency. I think you all understand that, because everything has to be into alignment. It's like, you know, having everything perfectly in alignment. It's like looking down, you know, a road and you see telephone poles lined up. If those poles aren't lined up perfectly and you have a couple out or even missing, you're not going to have a complete healing, because it's impossible to have that. So what this clearing does is put everything back into spirit energy with your spirit, so your spirit can be empowered to help you. So here we go. This is going to put you in time. We're going to do it for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago, cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you should feel a lot of energy coming into your body right now if you're able to sense that. Remember, actually sensing the energy is not a prerequisite to actually having the healing take place. Like I say, about 1% of the men can feel, and the women are about 50-50. So if you're able to sense something, that's wonderful. If you're not, this is still working for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, these are amazing clearings. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about this one just to clarify some things that you said. So is it true then that if a person is completely in the correct timing.
In the flow, yeah.
In the flow, and they're heart-centered, and they're in the moment, then the use of their mind would not be out of the moment. So they wouldn't be using their mind to go into the past or the future or get out of the flow. So then they could actually use their mind when they needed to without destructive effects?
That's correct, yes, because when you're in the moment, if you've all noticed that on previous shows, when you go into your heart center, it's very hard to have a negative thought. When you do have one, then you're not in your heart anymore, because the heart won't allow that. So once your sequential timing is put in place for every moment of your life, from conception to this moment, things can change drastically for you. So yes, this is a very nice clearing. And this clearing does have prerequisites to it, because you need to be able to hold the energy. So there are the clearings before this one, before I could do it for somebody. Otherwise, it would be wasting your time and mine just to do this one clearing.
So that actually brings up another point, which is that of all of these invisible bodies that we may have, not everyone needs a clearing on every one of those bodies. You start with the emotional body, which everyone needs, and then after that, pretty much, Ron, you clear whatever bodies if a person is experiencing difficulty with those, pretty much?
Normally, yeah. The clearings first came about only because I have more of them now, which I'll be sending out on emails. But basically, the clearings came about because people needed to have more help because they were more dense than what the light ship thought they would be at this time frame. And so people have more stuff, and there's different avenues of stuff, different ways that people express your life, you know. And so this is what your body's bringing it up from the past to have a healing done to it. So not everybody necessarily needs all the clearings, although it would be useful for everybody to have everything that I offer, but basically you get what you think you need at the time, you ask your spirit, and then your spirit will direct you. Remember, keep out of your mind, because your mind might say, God, I'm seeing these clearings here, and I don't need any of these things. You know, your mind will always, especially with entity clearings, you know, if you have entities in your head, which everybody has, they're not going to want to lose your home, so the entities will say, I don't have any entities, I don't want to have that clearing, I'm going to do something else today. So, anyway, this is how it works. But if you go to your heart and have your spirit direct you, you will find out what you need next to have.
That's the key, going into your heart and having your spirit direct you in all things. If we can only just get there and get our guidance and get this other baggage out of the way so that we can get in our hearts. So I'd like to mention very quickly, before we go any further, that there's a wonderful free call available to anyone who's interested tomorrow and actually on Tuesdays at 5:30 Pacific time. And that's hosted by Rob and Sylvia in Canada. And they just do a wonderful job of hosting this conference call, which is for anyone who would like to participate to ask questions about their healings. And Rob and Sylvia and their family of, I believe, five children have all had a lot of the clearings and love to share their experiences and answer any questions that they can for you. And it's just an opportunity for you to, you know, share with each other, too. And that's sometimes helpful, especially since the radio shows, sometimes we get more questions than we can get to in the time allowed, and it's a very good thing. So it's not a healing call, but it's open to everyone, and the phone number for that is right now written on the Fast Chat. But I'll just give it to you in case you're not on Fast Chat, so you might want to just grab a piece of paper and a pen and write this down. And the area code for the call is 646-519-5800. And then the PIN number that you need to get into the call is 5303. And it's my understanding that that's you're actually calling within the U.S., so you don't have to worry about the rates of calling outside of the U.S. because it's a U.S.-based conference call. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, the phone line is out of New York.
Okay, great. So that's
calling
wonderful. Thank you guys for doing that. That's really great. And let's see, what else? We have a few questions on the Fast Chat. Let's see if there's any that correspond to what we're talking about today. Well, we have a request for a cording release. So maybe we can talk about that, because that's actually also on the list of these different current lifetime clearings that you've got here, Ron. And one of them is, I don't know if this is the same kind of thing. There's an earth cording disconnection, or is that a different type?
We have quite a few. We have a cording for places, a cording to release the energies from the earth grid lines. Then there's another cording, which is used to release you from off-planet extraterrestrial energies. There's also the one that can release cordings from parallel lifetimes. So there's quite a few. I think then also we have people. So we have people, places, and things cordings. So I think they're probably talking about the more mundane one, which we'll say is just the cording from people. Remember, there's many other cordings. And cordings are something somewhere out there, a person, say, place or thing, ET race or whatever, dark side energies that are taking away your energy. Remember, they got everybody down here on this planet somehow is using the mind energy. And somewhere along the line, we were taught, how I don't know, but to court people. So remember, as above, so below. So as above is the Galactic Federation, the God plane energies, and they taught everybody how to court people, to take away their energy, to disempower people. And this is how they have helped us out greatly here. So we're going to now help them out by taking away some of their stuff. So here we go. We're going to take away you're courting from people. We'll go back the last 5 days. And here we go. 5 days ago, this would be courting that you did to someone else. And you might go, oh, I didn't do that, anything like that. Well, remember, you're doing it anyway, even though you may not have a complete conscious mind about it. So you have to get in touch with what is not conscious, which is probably mind control energy, and disconnect that from you. And we have clearings for that, too. So here we go. 5 days ago, what you did to somebody else. So take it out of your sixth chakra. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So this is what you did to somebody else. And now we're going to do what they did to you. This could be, you know, 1,000 people connecting to you. So here we go. Taking the energy 5 days ago from your sixth chakra again. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And what I will comment on is if anybody's meditating right now and you're out of your body, these healings will not work for you. So I need to say that because I do get people saying that they meditate sometimes during the show. I don't always bring it up that you should not meditate, but any type of healing that you're expecting to have, you definitely do not want to be out of your body. And most people use meditation to get out of their body to enjoy a freedom of being here, which is not the reason, you know, which is bad to get out of your body to begin with. But when you're out of your body, then you bring in more entities. So if you really want to harm yourself, then meditate and go out of your body because your body is almost always open up for entities to come into you, and that's bad news. So if you expect to have healings on this show or any time in general in your life, you must be in your body because your spirit is your healer, is the connection from the divine energy to you. And your spirit is the divine energy. It's not outside of yourself. So when you get rid of it, no way can you ever expect to have a healing because it's there to do that for you. It brings in those light frequencies. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, on that note, talking about the subject of meditation, would you say that there is a benefit for people to, if they're doing, maybe it's not called meditation, but just to spend time a little bit each day going within and going into their heart center and getting guidance from their spirit instead of sitting down and trying to go out of their body?
Yes, so your spirit can give you information within a blink of an eye. So typically, once you're in your heart center, ask the question and you already have the answer. So typically, I would say, to get information on a meditation, we'll say, 2 minutes would probably be an awfully long time to be there. Because remember, you're getting downloaded instantly from your spirit. And I have talked to people and seen them who meditate for a couple hours to maybe even half the day. And when you look at their eyes, they're all glossed over. And they're all spacey. They're out of their bodies because entities took over naturally because they weren't there to protect it. And once you have entities in you, your spirit can have a hard time on its own coming back into your body because the space is already taken up. So this is what you want to know and you know not do is to go out of your body. Then you're like a zombie, and then why even be here? So, and it's the same thing, identical situation if you take drugs. So meditation, going out of your body, will be no different than having the relief from taking drugs because it's the same process. Once you're out of your body, you're out of your body. Drugs cause that. Then you know, why even have a life here if you're not going to be responsible for the body that you're in? So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd like to take up a couple more of these wonderful clearings that we're talking about today. For anyone that's just tuned in, we're talking about clearings that the Creation Lightship does with people through Ron, and these are specific clearings on the invisible energetic bodies that interact with our physical body and kind of act as shock absorbers to keep the densities and the negative energy that you know, comes around us or is within us from actually imprinting itself on the physical body or harming the physical body. But these bodies need to be cleared out and released of their densities also. So the next one I'd like to talk about is called the Mind Interference Body Clearing.
Okay. This body is kind of complicated. This, in a sense, is how the dark side interferes with your mind and brings you energies and things that are preventing you from being fully conscious. So it's basically like a large, like, mind transmission. So this is kind of the way I would put that. And once this mind gets interfered with, then it's hard to go into your heart center, because remember, you're getting a ton of energy put into the mind, which keeps your mind working and running and running and running. And some people, they say, I just can't stop my thoughts. Well, that's because you're being transmitted by the negative ETs, the mind control energies. Could be on or off planet. Remember, the ETs living here also, along with other people doing things. But this here is how you have problems and you can't get out of your head. So we'll do a clearing on this here. And here we go. And this body was in place to help protect you from that. And like we said, these bodies, by the time you get older, maybe 15 years of age and older, they start to become saturated with stuff. And they can no longer be effective until they're cleaned out. This is what Jesus was doing with his healings. Was working on people's genetic cellular memory, which you can call sin. And this is why he was killed, because he was releasing these densities from people so they could be in the present moment and be out of mind control. So here we go. We're going to do this clearing here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that feels like a huge clearing for people.
Let's put some music on so they can integrate some of these things here. So
that sounds good.
I feel pretty dense right now. That was a pretty big healing for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so.
Here we go. Just shake the energy off, everybody. I want to get up and walk around. Shake your hands, bend over, stretch, twist. Thank you. Hey, Sylvia. I see a question from Mike about being in the Heart Center for an hour. Wonderful. If you can stay there, that's great. But just remember, like I was talking about, nothing's wrong with being in your Heart Center. Just most people somehow get trapped thinking that they're there, but they're not really in their hearts. They're out of their body. That's what I was referring to. So if you just want to go in and do just some quick information, a minute or two is plenty. But, yeah, if you want to stay in there longer, that's great. Nothing's wrong with that. But I get people saying that, you know, who I talk to, they say, yeah, I've been meditating for an hour and a half now to get my information. Well, they would have got it in the first half a minute to minute. So that's the warning sign. If you think you have to be in your heart to get your information and it doesn't come to you, okay, then you're not in your heart center, more than likely. You're somewhere else looking. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll bring up one more clearing today, and hopefully this will be one that's not too heavy to deal with today, Ron. I'm not really sure, so I'll just mention it and see if it's one that you want to take up.
Uh-oh.
It's called the Heart-Spirit Interface Body Clearing.
Oh, boy, let's see. Heart-Spirit Interface. Okay. Yeah, we could do a sample of that. This is how your spirit connects to your heart center. Remember, your spirit isn't always connected there. It's supposed to be. But when these energetic bodies use the mind energy, it can throw the spirit sometimes out of the heart, or you could force your spirit out of your heart by doing certain religious practices or even having somebody do curses and spells on you, okay? And so this clearing helps to reestablish that connection of the heart and spirit. Okay, so here we go. This is 5 days ago. Remember, all these clearings are what I call a whole life clearing. And they must be done from whenever we start going back into your actual conception energy. So it's from this time going back to your own individual personal conception. And this realigns all of your energetic bodies so that they're now receiving energies of healing. This is how all these work, all these clearings work this way. This is why they're so complete. And like I say, relief is only an hour away. That's about what it takes to do these clearings. So it's up to you which ones you'd like to have, which ones you desire, and also which ones you desperately need. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. And there we go. See how you feel.
I think we should have a little music for this one, too.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice one, too.
Let people enjoy it for a minute.
Yep, it's sometimes I'm so used to doing these clearings at I kind of forget the significance of how wonderful they are.
Yeah, having your spirit able to connect in your heart center is a pretty sacred and pretty key thing for all of us to have that back in our lives. Okay, so Ron, do you want to put on a little music and let people sit with that for a minute?
It's on now.
Okay, great.
include one other clearing. People like to talk about entities that are attached to them. And we normally start the show off with this clearing, but what we're going to do is another type of entity clearing. So we know about entities in this lifetime, but are you aware that they can be coming to you from your ancestors, going from body to body and body of loved ones who've passed on? So let's go back to the year 20,000 B.C., and what we're going to do now is release from you the entities that hopped aboard your genetic line at 20,000 B.C. And I'll go back another, we'll go up to 21,000 and 22, 23, 24, and 25,000 years ago. So everybody take a deep breath, and here we go. Going to release from you, 20,000 B.C. cleared. Wow. 21,000, cleared. Jeez. 22,000, man, they're flying. 22,000 years, cleared. 23,000 years ago, cleared. 24,000 years ago, cleared. And 25,000 years ago, cleared. So do you feel like you've got some old crust off of you? How do you feel, Sylvia?
Yeah, that's pretty a good way of saying it. Old crust. Wow, there's a lot of energy, you know, feeling from everyone listening. So that's incredible. So how does that work? If, you know, can you actually take someone and clear from their age right now all the way to when they first came to planet Earth, all of the entities in their genetic line, or how does that work?
And what we do is we go back to when your spirit first incarnated here. Remember, your body may have lived here longer than that, but that's kind of what we do. So when I do a century clearing on people, we get a basic date when they first came here. So let's just say that you came here at 50,000 years ago, between 50,000 and 50,100. Well, that's the time frame that will work with you. And then your spirit will go back into those other genetic lifetimes. Remember, this is of your body that you have now, okay? Your spirit may not have ever been in any of these lives whatsoever, but your spirit now is working for you, along with the light ship helping. And it will go into all of your family genetics and take out the entities that were attracted to them that are affecting you now. So it gets pretty mind-boggling if you start to look at how many there could be. And the example is, you know, people always talk about someone else. You probably have heard this, but they say, gee, you know, that so-and-so, you know, Eleanor, you know, looks like or acts like, talks like, has a personality of their great-grandmother, you know. You wonder, well, how could that happen? You know, well, it's because the great-grandmother or great-great-grandmother, whatever one it would be there, will say, did some body hopping, and that personality, the emotional body, is now living in that person. And this is how it works. And they love to body hop the emotional bodies, especially during funerals, because at that point, the spirit's out of here during the funeral, typically, because the spirit gets blessed away, unless someone else did it beforehand. But what's left is the poor emotional body, and it's in complete trauma. So it will all of a sudden hop into somebody at that funeral service, and it'll probably make them cry because it now lost its body, because it can go and now say, oh, I finally found a body, but my old one is dead. And so it'll come into somebody, and the person could behave like the person that just got through dying. But it'll normally come into family members first, because naturally it has that kinship of that person, and they want to come into that body to stay in the family. So that's kind of how it works, and this is how it works throughout all these clearings here, especially this one, because these things may say, well, okay, you know, this person died, say, 20,000 years ago, and it may have 500 entities from its past ancestry, and then that body dies, and now those 500 moves on into another body that's still living, and they do body hopping. This is how it works. And it gets much worse than this, but that's just an idea for you. And our show is kind of coming to a close pretty quick here. So, Sylvia, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, so, you know, this all these clearings, it brings up a very interesting concept, which is that the things that you're erasing, essentially, from all this past stuff that you're carrying around and how that affects your future. So let's say you have these things that are kind of locked in your DNA or imprinted on the cells of your body, in all these invisible energetic bodies also. And can it be that, let's say those things are not even surfacing yet, they're not even affecting you, they're not manifesting themselves as disease or trauma or something like that, and these can be cleared from you, and things that you would have gotten or a future life that you would have been manifested is now, you're now free from that thing that bad thing that would have happened to you, and free then to create your life in the moment?
If that's correct. So let's just say that you were able to live for 100,000 years. Well, in 100,000 years, I am sure within that time frame, more than likely, every condition, every thought that your ancestors had in their lifetimes would probably come forward to have it healed, because the body would be going through a tremendous amount of healing. The healing is having something come up because you haven't dealt with it, and you would go through maybe, let's just say that you were prone to get sore throats, so you would probably have, you know, many, many lifetimes of sore throats or kidney infections or whatever it would be, because it just depends where that energy is stored. But eventually you would probably be able to, if you're conscious enough, work through all of these thoughts of your ancestors, and then finally you'd be free of all these thoughts, and then you're a free person because you got rid of all their judgment. And then you would be a light body. And that's how it works.
So basically, by clearing this past up, we're rewriting our future, and if we did that thoroughly, if all that baggage was gone, our bodies would become light bodies. Is that pretty much it?
That's it. So just think of a condition that you're dealing with or that you have had in the past. You'll pick on something, say, 6 months ago that you may have experienced. Well, if you would have cleaned out your bodies that caused that condition, you wouldn't have had that problem, regardless of what it would be, a sore throat or some type of a major illness or something. So just by having it cleaned out, you wouldn't have experienced it. But it only comes forward because you have densities still with you, and those densities are recycling over and over and over again. Remember, history repeats itself, and all of your genetic coding comes forward, and it will eventually come up into a physical illness, unless you clear the bodies. So I see the time is about closing, so I'll just say tomorrow night, if you wish to get on the special call, it's at 5:30 PST. It's like a question and answer, a wonderful session time. It's about 1 hour in length. The phone number, if you came on late, is out of New York, 646-519-5800. It's a conference call. And the PIN number, which they'll prompt you to enter, is 5303. So right after this, we have a conference call line for 1 hour. We go to the light shift. And we have this weekly, Mondays and Fridays, and the cost is $20. So we'll be on that in the next half an hour. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. We'll be on the radio again on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. So until then, be well, be in your heart, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.